So good morning. I'd like to call the Siskiyou County Planning Commission regular meeting of June 15th, 2022 to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Fowle?
Present.
Commissioner Veal?
Here.
Chair Lindler?
Here.
Commissioner Hart is absent today.
Okay. Okay, approval of minutes from April 20th, 2022. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? Motion carries. Okay, approval of minutes from May 18th, 2022.
So move. Second.
Okay. No opposition. Motion carries. Oh, maybe I didn't. We got a first and a second. Okay, let me back up. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No opposition. Motion carries. Sorry about that. Okay. Let's see where I go. Okay. So, unscheduled appearances. Any person may address the commission on any subject matter within the jurisdiction or responsibility of the commission at the beginning of the meeting, or may elect to address the commission on any agenda item at the time the item is called by the chair, but before the matter is acted upon by the commission. Unscheduled comments will be limited to 5 minutes. Are there any conflict of interest declarations today?
No.
Okay, seeing none, moving on to item 6, presentation of documents. All items presented to the Planning Commission during a public hearing become a permanent part of the record. 12 copies of any information presented to the Commission should be given to the Clerk of the Commission for distribution to the Commissioners. In order to obtain an accurate record of the testimony, please address the Commission at the speaking table, which is there in front, and clearly introduce yourself with your full name and address. Your address will not be included in the minutes of the meeting. A maximum of 5 minutes per speaker will be given so that all interested parties will have an opportunity to address the commission. Okay, 7, availability of public records. All public records related to an open session item on this agenda, which are not exempt from disclosure pursuant to the California Public Records Act, that are distributed to the majority of the legislative body, will be available for inspection at 806 South Main Street, Yreka, California, at the same time that the public records are distributed or made available to the members of the legislative body. All project documents are on file at the Planning Division of the Siskiyou County Community Development Department, again at 806 South Main Street in Yreka, and are available for public review. Okay, item 8 is the public hearing protocol. I'm not going to read through that, but it is in the agenda for those in the audience that have it. And item 9 is the right of appeal statement. Projects heard at this Planning Commission meeting may be subject to appeal within 10 calendar days of today's meeting. If the 10th day falls on a weekend, the appeal must be received the following business day. Please contact the county clerk for information. Appeals must be submitted to the county clerk's office together with an appeal fee of $1,250. If you challenge the environmental review or the project proposal in court, you may be limited to raising only those issues raised at the public hearing or in written correspondence delivered to the Siskiyou Planning Department or at prior to the public hearing. Okay, any change items or consideration of agenda items to be continued, staff?
No.
Okay, thank you. So moving on to new business. Agenda item number 1. I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right, but Ledesma Use Permit, UP22-03, categorically exempt. Staff report, please.
Thank you. This is a use permit project that proposes to convert an existing single-family dwelling at 1324 Alves Road into a vacation rental. The approximately 3,300 square foot house is located on a 10.57 acre parcel that is zoned non-prime agricultural and rural residential agricultural. The project is consistent with the general plan and zoning for its area and was inspected by Building and Environmental Health on March 18th and March 30th of 2022, respectively. Five parking spaces are required for this project, and there's adequate space adjacent to the house for those five spaces. Four bedrooms are proposed as sleeping quarters, and based on the square footage of those bedrooms, up to 19 guests could be accommodated. This number is more than the amount allowed by county code, which limits vacation rentals to a maximum of 10 guests at any one time. Additionally, the septic system is currently only adequate for six persons. Therefore, the maximum occupancy would be limited to six persons. Staff is recommending that upon upgrade of the septic system and approval by Environmental Health, the occupancy be increased to a maximum of 10 persons. This project is exempt from CEQA pursuant to section 15.01 as it is an existing facility and there are no unusual circumstances or future activities which might reasonably result in this project having a significant effect on the environment. No public comments were received at the time the staff report was written. However, one public comment in opposition to the project was submitted since then. Staff will read the comment at the author's request during the public comment period. Staff recommends adopting the categorical exemption and approving the use permit for this project, and there's a suggested motion in the packet.
Thank you. So, any commissioner questions for staff? Okay, so with that, I'm going to open the public hearing. Are there any project proponents that would like to speak? I do see Ms. Ledesma.
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to address the podium and start with your name and address, please? Jenny.
And if you'd like, I can read the letter in opposition prior to your comment, but it's up to you.
Okay.
You want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay.
She'll have time for rebuttal.
Sorry?
She'll have time for rebuttal.
Would you like to make your comment? And I believe that her comments are specifically towards this letter. That's why I said that.
Okay.
We communicated via email regarding this earlier.
Gotcha.
So it's up to you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Thank you.
So it starts with, Dear Ms. Lang, my name is Barbara Hegdahl. My husband Paul and I live at 318 Hidden Meadow Drive in Weed. Our property shares a boundary with the property at 1324 Alves Road. We are on the immediate west side of this property. Unfortunately, we are not able to attend the hearing on June 15th, so would like to submit our comments in opposition to this permit in writing for the commissioner's consideration. We also ask that our letter be read aloud during the public hearing. First, we would like to express our appreciation to Ms. Ledesma for the considerable clearing she has done on her property in order to improve its fire safety. In the short time she has owned the property, she has had decades worth of underbrush and pine needles removed. We have not had the opportunity to meet Ms. Ledesma yet, but we anticipated that she would be a good neighbor. We were surprised then to see that the property has been put up for sale a little less than a year after Ms. Ledesma purchased it. And, according to the for sale sign on the property, the realtor is Phil Ledesma with Security Pacific Real Estate and a listing phone number with a 510 San Francisco Bay Area code. This, then, is our objection to Ms. Ledesma's request for a use permit to allow this home to be used as a short-term vacation rental. It appears she will not be the homeowner at the time this property would be rented. Therefore, we have no ability to question her about the parameters for this rental. How many people would be allowed to stay? Would pets be allowed? How many cars would be expect to use the unpaved road leading to the property? Since the request is to allow the rental within an existing single-family dwelling, would she be in residence at the home while a portion of the home is being rented, i.e., would this be a bed and breakfast? Unfortunately, it appears Ms. Ledesma is an out-of-area investor who has no intention of managing this rental but is seeking to be able to market it as income property. We respectfully request that the Commission deny Ms. Ledesma's request. If, when the property sells, the new owners wish to pursue this type of use, they should bring it to the Commission at that time. Sincerely, Barbara Hegdahl, 318 Hidden Meadow Drive, Weed, California, 96094.
Thank you.
So my name is Griselda Ledesma, 1324 Alves.
Alves, thank you, sorry.
So basically, I'm going to leave a lot of those comments to obviously the commission, the county, to set up the rules. There's a lot of answers that are already answered through the process of how many people and why and all that. Basically, if this person wanted to find out specifics, the county has a lot of answers to that. And I'm okay with what the county is proposing, and I know why it's limited. The amount of people, it's not a bed and breakfast, all that. And it's county law, and I'm totally okay. I think one of the problems I'm here that I've encountered is that I'm out of the area. And this is, I purchased the property as a second home, and I have a family, a four-year-old son that needs to go to school, and I'm not here all the time, so I'm asking for the permit to be approved, and so other people can also enjoy the property. It's a property that I take care of, as my neighbor states. Love the property, love the area, and I'm asking for the approval based on the fact that so many more people can enjoy it, and obviously there's enough room and way beyond care for the property. I do have a person 5 minutes from the property that lives in the area, runs a nonprofit, and a whole lot of things that will be in charge with me on managing the property. So, and I'm here in the area. It didn't make a lot of sense what the letter was saying, because as far as putting it up for rent, I mean for sale, big front Bay Area, it is a challenge. It has been a challenge for me to learn so much stuff in these areas, how it works. I mean, they didn't even know how septic tank worked before. And so finding a whole lot of surprises, I freaked out and I put it up for sale, and it's pretty expensive on top of that. But I'm getting used to it. And because I love the area and I love the place, I'm sticking to it. And I'm gonna hopefully be here for a few years, and I'm asking for the approval. And I am a very considerate, I am a real estate investor in the Bay Area, and I will never think about investing half an hour from where I invested if it was about income. This is about my son enjoying the property too, and family and stuff. So I'm asking for the approval, and I basically abide by the rules 100%. I've done everything possible, and I don't work different than that. So those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. So is there anybody on the line that is a project opponent, or anybody in the audience?
Seeing none online.
Okay. Any other members of the public? Okay. So with that, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission for questions. Commissioner Villa?
No, we license the vehicle, we don't license the driver, so this is like we're licensing the property and not the applicant.
Commissioner Bell?
Yeah, right.
No.
Commissioner? Okay, no. And I don't have any questions either. I think it is pretty straightforward. So with that, do we have a...
Would commend staff for finally getting the language all proper in the conditions this time. First time. Firearms, fireworks, etc. It's actually in there exactly as we as the commission requested it.
I agree with that 100%, especially on 10 acres.
Thank you, staff, as always. So with that, do we have a motion?
I move that we adopt resolution 2C-2022-012, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, approving the use permit UP-22-03 and determining the project exempt from CEQA.
I'll second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And no opposition. Motion carries. Thank you and welcome to the area. Okay, agenda item number 2, Avenue 3 Lund Funding LP Tentative Parcel Map, TPM 22-02. Project report, please.
Okay,
thank you. So this is a tentative parcel map that was applied by a Gina Scafani of Avenue 3 funding to approve the subdivision of a 50.9 acre parcel into four parcels in our remainder. The subject parcel is located south of Kidder Creek Road and east of Earl Smith Place and is zoned rural residential agricultural with a 5 acre minimum parcel size. All proposed parcels exceed the 5 acre minimum parcel size for the zoning district. Access to all five proposed parcels would be through Earl Smith Place, which is a 60-foot wide private road. Proposed parcel A also has access to Kidder Creek Road. The project is consistent with the Subdivision Map Act, General Plan, Scott Valley Area Plan, and the zoning for its area. The project is proposed to be exempt from CEQA pursuant to sections 15061B3, 15301C, and 15304. No public comments were received for this project. Environmental Health and CAL FIRE commented on this project regarding their requirements. Staff recommends determining the project categorically exempt and approving this tentative parcel map. There is a suggested motion in the packet.
Great, thank you. Any questions for staff?
I do. So this, eventually this property could contain 20 housing units, is that correct?
So as divided, each of these parcels could have a single family dwelling, an accessory dwelling, and a junior accessory dwelling unit. We have never had anybody in this county since I've been here have a junior ADU, so it's more than likely that it could have the potential for two dwellings per parcel. That would be the likely outcome.
So if you take the 10 acres, we split that 5 acres, so that's 10 units, right?
So currently, with the proposal that we have, it would be likely that we would have two units on each parcel. The four parcels that are proposed have the potential to be subdivided because they exceed the minimum size that would be required. However, the remainder parcel actually has a small portion that's in the flood zone, which has a 10 acre minimum parcel size. So that one would not be permitted to be subdivided.
Okay, so it would be 18.
I'm sorry, say that again?
That would be 18.
So you could have 4, 8, 12, 16, 17, yeah, 18.
And then across the road from that, you've got the same situation, which would be that remainder could be split.
I believe, actually, that wasn't my project, so I'm not that familiar with
What I'm getting at is between these two parcels, your potential is 36 housing units.
Potentially, yeah.
All done.
That's based off of what's allowed for the zoning and the general plan and the area plan.
Without a subdivision map.
That density, just to make it clear, that density is something that's allowed already.
I understand.
Okay.
And that's not my concern. My concern is that one of the conditions is not water availability. And in Scott Valley, and this is, Jeff knows this better than I do, but we have a basin that regulates the water that's used, can be used for agricultural purposes. And when it gets down to a certain cubic feet per second, then agriculture water is cut off. Is that correct?
Curtailed, yes.
Curtailed. So, here's the problem that I have. These 38 housing units stick their straw in that same basin without any, they don't get shut off. And according to the Department of Reclamation, a family of four uses 835 gallons a day. So if you do the math, the potential is changing this community from an agriculture community to a bedroom community or a housing. And I think we have to address that.
So I would have to have you direct your comments regarding the water in the area to environmental health, and specifically Rick can probably answer those questions. That's more of a water and sewer thing, which is not under planning review specifically.
The sewer's a engineered sewer system, right? So that's
That's not an issue, correct? The water issue is the groundwater. Okay, in fact, the last time when this was proposed, I wanted to oppose it then, I just didn't do it. So, I think it's something that should go to the Board of Supervisors, because this is gonna come up again and again in this county. And I don't know if we realize it, but we're on a 1,200-year drought cycle in the West. Last 22 years have been the most severe. And so unless somebody thinks that we're gonna change that, I just think it's wrong to start allowing subdivisions in an ag community, for what it's worth.
Commissioner Veal, kind of paraphrase the groundwater situation in Scott Valley. We have taken this issue to the board regarding moratoriums and so forth. Have a resolution that has been passed at board level, specifically looking at the dynamics of the Scott Valley aquifer basin and so forth. And with the amount of use of water for all uses, essentially it's been determined that wells for domestic use for homes is de minimis. It's such a small percentage of rural water that it's been determined to be de minimis. We can continue to issue permits for those wells ministerially without secret review and so forth. This is my point, is that it's provided that they're defined as less than 2 acre feet per year, which is typical. They typically use half of that for single family dwellings. Point is that the domestic water use in the valley is a very small percentage.
Through the chair.
Yes.
The proposal before us today is to divide this into four sections. And that is what we are going to agree or not agree on. That's all. What happens down the line has to come back before this commission. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. If the land was to be further divided, it would come before the planning commission.
Would each individual lot split come back to the commission?
Yes.
If it goes from a 10 to a 5, do you come back to them?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You cannot divide without you guys seeing it first. So you would see any proposal to split.
What would be the finding that you could use to deny the 5 acre lot split?
That would be up to you.
Would there be one of it? Is there one? Could you imagine one?
I couldn't say one way or the other. It's something that the planning commission.
I think it's a great plan. I mean, it's no good, but. Is that road that's going in, is that going to be brought up to standards, do we know?
Actually, on the previous project, it had to be brought up to Cal Fire standards.
Yeah. Yeah. When Berry Hill split it, it came up code.
Yeah, so it should, right? At this point, already be up to Cal Fire standards.
Cal Fire standards, but it's not a paved road?
It's not a paved road. That's not something that they require. They have the width and the material standards, but paving is not required. However, prior to the recordation of this map, should the Planning Commission approve it, Cal Fire is going to go back out and re-inspect the road and all of these properties.
Well, Cal Fire, I know, but I'm talking about dust abatement.
Dust abatement is not something that's covered under this project.
Not our problem.
That's it. Well, it is our problem. I mean, it is our problem when we deal with the logging operation. That's
different situation.
That's it.
Yeah.
Just as this. Okay, so I can see where it's going.
Okay.
Call for the question.
Great, okay. I will open the public hearing now. Are there any project proponents in the audience that would like to speak to this?
I'll speak.
Okay. Please state your name and address for the record, please.
I'm Trevor Eastlick. I'm at 329 West Minor.
Okay.
And I worked on the parcel map, and I think it's a good thing, first off, for the valley. Being a small family, been living here, it's hard to gain access to properties and houses, and without any subdivisions, can't do it. We can't afford to live here. And then on another note, the exceptions, I would like to put the floodplain on the parcel map instead of a different map, so that when people buy the property, they don't have to have the attachment. And then second off, there's a note about historic artifacts. I'd also like to put that map on the parcel map. And that's all I have.
Staff has no objections to either of those requests.
Okay, great, thank you.
Thank you.
So is that the 500-year floodplain?
100.
100.
Correct. Nope. We don't use the 500 very often. It probably is, but the remainder parcel is in the 100-year flood zone.
Yeah. That's what the maps are based off. You said that's what the maps are based off is on.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are there any other public proponents online or?
Seeing none online.
Okay. Any project opponents?
Seeing none online.
Great, thank you. So with that, I will close the public hearing and bring it back to the commission. Commissioner Veal, any more questions?
No.
Commissioner Fowl?
So since this is my area, region, district, one, based upon surrounding use, it is compatible. Two, what is before us is legal. Three, what is before us falls within the parameters and meets the expectation and direction of the Scott Valley Land Plan. Four, I would concur with Mr. Eastlick that the availability of affordable land slash homes for young families in Scott Valley is darn near non-existent, in which case this could serve to help alleviate that issue for young working families instead of old retired families that do not generate tax revenue for the county. Number five, I would find it very difficult to vote against this because of what the state's bullshit has done over the last 12 months and is going to continue to do with ag curtailments. I believe, and I would direct staff to directly send this project, after I suspect we will approve it, to the State Water Resource Control Board and let them know that this is exactly what's going to happen to every 50, every 100, every 200, every 500 acre parcel, ranch and farm in Scott Valley, if this bullshit curtailment stuff doesn't cease and desist. And I cannot be concerned on an ag to residential zone area being split from one to four and a remainder, when I know darn sure that's the only way farmers and ranchers are gonna be able to afford to pay the bills if we get our water cut off. And this is what's gonna happen over the entire surface of Scott Valley. So the state's gonna have to decide what's more important, generating income and food for the population and maintaining open space, or eliminate open space and our way of life is done. I will say no more, and I'll be happy to make a motion to approve this.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying you've got an agricultural community that's being encroached upon by a subdivision that is not compatible to an agricultural community. So you're going to say, what I hear you saying, Jeff, is every time you've got 100 acres, and you say, I just can't make it farming those 100 acres or 200 acres, we're going to split it into housing zones.
Yep.
And that was not the spirit of the Scott Valley Plan.
It may not be, but it allows me to take my 505 acres and I can split it down to 26 pieces, boom. And I'll tell you, I have considered it rather heavily. because I cannot continue to operate with continued 30% reduction, 30% reduction, 30% reduction. It doesn't work.
So eventually that basin is going to be directed to housing units.
Yep. Mm-hmm. If the state continues on the path it's going, that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, this is where I disagree with you, Jeff, but I can see that this motion's going to pass. But call me old-fashioned.
I don't like it, Dusty. Don't get me wrong. I don't like it in the least. But I know that if we deny this, then we're set. We've got to come up with some real creative findings and conditions, because this meets every requirement.
Oh, I know.
And we up here evaluate projects. Does it meet the legal criteria? If it does, and if it's compatible with surrounding uses, and that's the key thing, the surrounding uses here are splits into 5s, 10s, 15s, and 20s.
Right. I agree with all that. This is a very clever way, and I don't mean it's wrong, it's a very clever way of getting a 36-unit subdivision in without going to Sacramento.
It's got to come back to us if these get split.
Well, it's not going to be, streets are not going to have to be brought up to standard.
Yeah, they will.
In
order to approve the next round, if it ends up becoming more dense, it's got to meet different requirements. And in order for us to approve, if they're not met, we then have findings to deny.
So, just not to carry this too long, if parcel A comes in and says, I want to split to 5 acres, are you going to say, okay, now you got to pave that road and curb it better?
If that is what our criteria require, bingo. Yeah.
Would that be required?
We've done it in the past.
I don't know.
Through the chair?
Yeah, go ahead.
So part of the staff report included documentation on if the current property owners were part of prior splits. And although they do share the same engineer and surveyor for the Berry Hill project, I could not find any connection to any previous property split due to this property. Had there been a connection, then this would have been elevated beyond a parcel map. It would have had to have gone to the subdivision, tentative subdivision map, which would have had higher requirements and standards that they would have had to have followed. So should these parcels be split in the future by the current owner, they will have to meet that standard. However, if somebody purchases the property and then chooses to split it, then they would still be held to the lower standard that parcel maps are categorized under. If that answers your question.
Great, thank you. Commissioner Mello?
We went down to my grandson's graduation in Davis last weekend, and there are no rice paddies flooded.
Yep.
Well, like there have in the past.
Yeah, let's subdivide it.
No.
There we go.
I understand that the feds cut back the water that was going to be allowed.
Yeah, and I think a lot of this is, I think we're all on the same page of not wanting to lose our way of life. But as Jeff said, with the water situation, this will be par for the course. And, you know, private landowners have the right to do what they want on their land within ordinances and code. And as much as I like my own open space, you know, it's happening statewide, and I think it's only going to get more with Sigma. I think this is a bigger issue than this one project, and so I think should.
I'm not to carry this too long.
Yeah.
But I put a 14-unit subdivision up there, and you'd think that was fine with the neighbors. And as soon as it got to the planning commission, here they came. Oh my God, the streets, the roads, the traffic. Don't think that people wouldn't come out and oppose if that was a 36-unit subdivision.
Oh yeah,
this would be full.
I'm not arguing that at all.
Yeah.
I'm not arguing that at all. I'm thinking the splitting with no water. What's the saying? Water, food grows where water flows. Well, there's no water, and so landowners have to have a higher and better use for that land.
That's right.
To generate income. And this is allowed, and I totally agree with you as far as if this was going to be a further split, it should go through the Subdivision Map Act. and become a subdivision, but this...
It is going to be a further split. You can bet your $100 on it.
Yeah, well...
But we can't vote on speculation. We vote on what is in front of us. We're quasi-judicial. The evidence is in front of us, we rule on it. Is it legal or is it not?
We're planners, we plan for the future.
Yep, no, and I think we're all in the same sentiment, we just have a little bit different opinion on getting there, but I would say we should go for a motion if we have one.
I'll go ahead and, since it's in my district, I will move that we adopt resolution PC 2022-015, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, determining the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approving the Avenue 3 funding LP vesting tentative parcel map TPM-22-02 with the addition, with the amendment to the project to add the designation of the floodplain and the historical artifacts to the parcel map.
So we have a motion, do we have a second?
Yes, ma'am, I will second it.
Motion.
As presented.
Okay. So we'll go to a vote. This is a voice vote, so all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
So, 3-1, motion carries. Thank you for your discussion, Mr. Veal. Okay, before we move on to old business, because we have new information that was presented to us right at the meeting, I would like to adjourn let's see, what time is it?
9:40.
Why don't we say 10 to 10?
That give you enough time?
Yeah, I just need 15 minutes.
Okay.
So, would that be fine?
Yeah.
Everybody? Okay.